Welcome to the Emotional Journey Podcast. I'm your host, Tyra. Join me in exploring life's unspoken battles where faith and feelings intertwine. Whether it's navigating identity, boosting emotional intelligence, or deepening your faith, you are not alone. Let's journey together towards growth and a stronger connection to self. So get comfortable, grab your notebook, and let's begin. Welcome back to another episode. How are you doing this week? I first want to start off by saying thank you so much to everyone who has shared or rated the podcast. Thank you so much. I want us to continue to grow and spread this conversation around emotions and around normalizing emotions. So I just want to say thank you so much to y'all. And so let's go ahead and jump right in. Our topic for this week is emotional healing. Believe it or not, emotional healing is actually something that every person needs to one degree or another. We all have been wounded emotionally in some way, shape, or form. And that's very interesting to think because we all kind of just navigate life without really thinking about that. Is that something that you've ever thought about? And some of the most common causes of emotional wounds are things like abandonment, broken trust, maybe chronic pain or illness, rejection, or lack of community, like not having that support. And so the problem that a lot of us do face is that emotional healing is not linear. It's not something like you just get to this point and it's done. And that was the inspiration behind this podcast, where we're on a consistent emotional journey. Things are consistently changing for us. Our emotions are a very temporary experience, but those emotional wounds can just happen at any point in time. So getting ahead of it, learning how to cope with our emotions can also limit some of that pain that we might suffer in the long run. And some challenges that we might face is you might feel like your spirit is willing to do some of that deep work, but you might feel like your flesh is weak. Have you ever felt like that? Does that sound familiar in any way, shape, or form? I know for me it does. And a few consequences of this emotional harm are things like sleeplessness, not being able to sleep, struggle sleeping or staying asleep, feeling very detached from your everyday life, very distracted, not present in every moment or majority of the moments, not being able to bring yourself back into the present, depression, anger, isolation, bitterness, frustration, fear. Those are all things that can be the consequences of emotional harm or emotional wounds. I want you to take a second and just think, like, does any of this sound familiar for you? If it does, I want to give you some practical things that a follower of Christ can do to start to find that emotional healing and start to begin that, like, healing journey. So point number one is to meditate on the word. Literally meditate on scripture for God's instruction. So the person who delights in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night is blessed. So Psalms 1:1-2. And I want to break it down a little more. So imagine, because y'all know I'm coming with the story time. I'm going to hit you with the points and the story time every time. Until I decide to do something different. So imagine you are facing a difficult decision at work. Instead of only relying on your own understanding, you decide to start to meditate on the word. Specifically, you'll be seeking some type of guidance from passages in the Bible that relate to wisdom and decision making. So for an example, Proverbs 3:5-6. As you reflect on these verses and pray for discernment, then you begin to find clarity and peace about the best course of action to take. So all in all, that's just saying by aligning your thoughts and decisions with God's instructions, you experience the promises or the promised benefits of wisdom and guidance in your professional life, in your work life, in your decision making. And, you know, you start to see those things show up because now you're applying his instruction, not your own understanding, but his word to your professional life. Point number two, I want you to take control of your thoughts, meaning allow the Holy Spirit to take control over those thoughts. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, we take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. And then what does this look like? I told y'all, I was going to give y'all practical things, okay? Practical examples. So let's say you are struggling with negative thoughts and self-doubt. Instead of allowing the negative thoughts and the self-doubt to consume you, you intentionally practice taking control over them with the help of the Holy Spirit. Whenever a negative thought arises, you pause, pray, and invite the Holy Spirit in to guide your thinking. So then you're literally replacing the negative thought with a positive affirmation or a biblical truth. As for this example specifically, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Over time, by consistently surrendering those thoughts to the Holy Spirit and aligning them to God's teachings, to the word, you experience a transformation in your mindset, which then leads you to a greater level of peace, which then leads you to a greater level of confidence, which then allows you to grow spiritually. Okay, y'all following? Point number three. Now, this is a tough one, but I know you can do it. Forgive those who have hurt you. This is tough, but it's so important. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. The Bible also says in Hebrews 12:15, be cautious of any root of bitterness in the soul. Why? Because that resentment only affects you, not unforgiveness only hurts you. And let's say somebody close to you betrayed you. They betrayed your trust in some way, causing you a lot of pain. Very valid. Instead of holding on to the resentment and bitterness, you get to choose to forgive them. Following Ephesians 4:32, that is the scripture I just gave, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. You make a conscious decision to release the hurt and anger. Yes, releasing the hurt and anger. You heard me right. Acknowledging that forgiveness is not condoning it. It's not saying that this wrongdoing, that this stuff that somebody did to you is right. It's not condoning it at all. But it's freeing yourself from the burden of that resentment. By acknowledging that you're going to forgive someone, you're freeing yourself from the burden of resentment. You may find it super helpful to pray, you know, praying for the strength to ask God to help you forgive, to help you see the situation from his perspective. Like if you are really struggling with forgiveness, this is what I recommend you do. I told you, practical things for emotional healing. As you continue to let go of the grudge, as you ask God to help you let go of the grudge, you are extending grace to that person who hurt you. That is then the process of you beginning to experience that healing and restoration in your own heart. That's the whole point of extending that grace. Who really wants to live with bitterness? Like that's hard to hold on to. And it eats at you. Instead, think about how freeing it would be to navigate life with the spirit of kindness, with compassion. I want to go ahead and recap the points. This is a quick episode. We got straight to the point today. Point number one, meditate on God's word. Point number two, take control of your thoughts. And point number three, forgive those who have hurt you. Okay? It's not easy, but it's necessary because we all have dealt with some type of emotional hurt, some type of emotional wound. And because we have, I'm going to give y'all this question of the week. Do you see yourself the way God sees you? So do you see yourself as loved? Do you see yourself as gifted? Do you see yourself as set free? Do you see yourself as cleansed, purified, made holy, made righteous, washed, sanctified, justified? Like, do you see yourself as God sees you? Because if you could see yourself the way God sees you and you know that you're set free, holding on to that resentment is almost going against how God already sees you. Just a thought. So I want to leave y'all on this note. Not only must we ask God for things he has promised us, but we must receive them in a way that he wants to deliver them in his own timing, in due season, right? And so if you are feeling unworthy, meaning you're not seeing yourself the way God sees you, you probably won't ask, you probably won't meditate. And even if you do, you won't receive by faith, right? So it's more so like, oh, God is this genie and he's going to grant me these things. But what happens when you see yourself as worthy? What happens when you see yourself as loved, as gifted, as cleansed, purified, set free? You know, what happens when you're able to do those things? You receive by your faith. Your faith is able to build. Don't let feelings and emotional wounds rule you anymore. Don't let them rule you at all. I want you to take a step of faith and start improving your quality of life, because you only get one. And God has already prepared the table for you. It's just time to sit down at the table. And sometimes we don't even feel worthy. We don't even feel like we belong at the table. We don't feel like we're worthy of a seat at that table. And so I just want to encourage you today to remember that emotions are very, very delicate. And they're always changing. This is the reason why it's so dangerous to do things based on high emotions without giving enough consideration to everything else that's happening in your body. Sometimes we just respond real quick. You know, we just come from that very emotional place. But remember to think before you act. Remember to think when you're feeling unworthy. Remember to think about how God sees you. Know that you can ask for things because you're already worthy. You were already made holy. You've already been set free. You're already gifted, you know. And so remember to think before you act in all things. All right. Have an amazing week. And then I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.